This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We're pleased to have Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications for Walmart Center with us. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Tomorrow, our single tickets for Jersey Boys, which is the first show on next year's Broadway season, go on sale. So you're going to want to get those early. This is Jersey Boys has never played in this market. It's probably one of our most requested shows. And I will imagine that the tickets are going to be gone by the time you get to September. So now's a really good time to buy because you can get the best seats. We also have a couple of great packages available that will help you save some money if you want to. And then our next big event at Walton Arts Center is the Art of Wine Festival, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a three-day festival. It's the 13th, 14th, and 15th of June. And it's a massive event where we basically transform Walton Arts Center into a big, big wine tasting. Three different events. We have a dinner on the 13th, and we have two wine tastings on the 14th and the 15th. This is, the wine event, I think sometimes if you're not really into wine, you might find these events intimidating because there's so much wine and you don't really know where to start. The good news is that that's actually perfect because there's so much choice and you can taste whatever you want. You don't have to know anything about wine. You can come in knowing nothing. There'll be vintners there to talk to you, or you can come in as an expert and you can pick and choose what you want. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice thing. And you get great food from all of our local restaurants here in Northwest Arkansas. They really help us with this event, and you can taste all kinds of yumminess from them.
You mentioned it's the largest fundraiser. This is to help with the education, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a nonprofit, there's a lot of programs we do at the WAC that aren't – they don't make us any money. In fact, many of our programs don't make us any money.
Like when school buses come.
Yeah. School buses, even the 10x10 art series, that's a subsidized program. Mm-hmm. And even a lot of our normal programming, because of the size of our hall and the low level of our ticket prices, we don't make lots of money on that. So we have to fundraise significantly, almost half of our budget, to – make that up. And Art of Wine is a really important way that we do that. It comes at the end of the year, so as our budget is winding down, it becomes really important that we have lots of people come to that event because it sets the stage for next year's programs and allows us to keep trying to work to get the kids here and try to get the arts to as many people who don't have the money to afford it as possible. So that's the 13th, 14th, and 15th of June. And then we'll dive right into the classical music portion of Artisphere, which I know there's going to be lots of conversation about. But it starts on the 16th with the Chamber Music Series. We'll be at St. Paul's and Thorn Crown Chapel on the 16th and the 17th. And then we will be up at Cooper Chapel on the 19th. Oh, my gosh. And then we'll be on Dixon Street for a pub crawl with the musicians on the 20th. And then we'll be at Crystal Bridges on the 22nd. We'll have a concert in between. It's craziness. It's good stuff. And I did want to put on everybody's radar on the 20th of June at 7:30, we will be having a documentary film night at Walton Arts Center, the one piece in June that doesn't relate to classical music. And this will feature Sarah Ginsburg's film. Sarah Ginsburg is a filmmaker, and she was here filming during the first part of Artisphere. And she has a documentary film that she created herself outside of Artisphere. It's called 10,000 Trees. And so we'll show that film. We'll also show a film about sunboxes, which is another of our Artisphere projects that you may have seen and heard throughout the region. And we will also show a film about the Stickworks project, about Patrick Doherty's
which are
projects
from last year's Artisphere, still up in front of Walton Arts Center. Sunboxes Sunday at Botanical Gardens.
Right, it's part of
the yoga event.
The yoga event. So we'll be doing yoga to sunboxes, and I think everybody's welcome. Mm-hmm. So
this show has never been more public radio than just then when you said you're doing yoga to sunboxes.
Yes.
It's okay. That's okay.
Awesome. The 20th is a free film screening night, so that will be a terrific evening. And so it's at Star Theater. Obviously, you don't have to pay. You can just come and see some great film. Yeah.
But it would behoove you to arrive early if it's Star Theater for a film, 250 people?
Yeah, at most probably 200 people.
At most 200.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in seeing this,
come a little bit early. Okay. Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot going on that night, but I would recommend getting there early. Show's at 7:30.
Artisphere.org has the list of what's
there and what's coming, for sure. And then there's a Artisphere still has some visual arts going on right now. You can still see Spiral Wetland out at Lake Fayetteville.
Right.
We're watching the plants grow on that one, and hopefully that one is going to change a lot over the summer. And we still have our exhibition open in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. It's called Untamed. It runs through the 28th of June, so lots of time to see that, and that's free and open to the public. Yeah, and so then that gets us through Artisphere. The last show of the Walton Arts Center season is June 29th, and it is Spank, the parody of the 50 Shades of Grey book. And tickets are on sale for that right now. That's one show only, so only one shot to see that if you want to gather your girlfriends and come out for an evening. And I think that's everything.
Okay. The Amp?
Oh, yeah. And the Amp, we have, let's see, the Old Crow Medicine Show will be at the Amp at the end of June.
Rescheduled.
Old Crow. The Summerland Tour will be on July 24th. And then I believe we just announced ZZ Top.
Yes, you did.
And the tickets for that actually go on sale this morning.
Oh.
Or they went on sale this morning. That is October 4th. So that's a ways off.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.